Good afternoon. It is Wednesday, December 7th, 2005. I'm your host, Steve Moore, and you're listening to episode number 10, the milestone episode of the SMB Strategy Cast. SMB standing for small and medium business. In this episode, we're going to cover the purpose of the business plan. It was actually a subject that was requested by one of the listeners that fired off an email to me thinking that he missed it. But in fact, as I referenced towards the end of the last episode, I kind of jumped into this business plan discussion without really talking about the purpose of the plan. Basically, most people decide to tackle the business plan project because they have a great idea for a product or a business, and often they're looking for someone to invest in the business. But there's other reasons for wanting to create a business plan. And my feeling is, and not just because I'm a consultant that spends half my time writing business plans, but my feeling is that every company should have a business plan, whether the company is a startup, it's an early stage, or mature. And for large corporations, you know, there's probably multiple business plans that should be out there, a master plan that should be documented, as well as depending on how the business is split up, maybe a business plan for each product line or each division that feeds back into that master plan. And why do I feel this? Well, there's, you know, some things that go in behind the business plan, or things that happen during the business plan process while you're writing a business plan. It really gets you organized in many ways. That this idea that you're putting your idea or ideas or your business onto paper. And when you're doing that, you're setting up your mindset and you're focusing on the strategy. You're writing out, you know, what's to support this business or idea from an operations, a marketing, an organization, and a financial standpoint. You're describing your business on paper. And when you do that, you come up with more ideas. You come up with ways, to approach that idea, your original idea that maybe you didn't have before when you were just thinking about it in your mind. And that's a big advantage of doing the business plan instead of just, you know, starting up a business, is it really does make you say, okay, this is my operations plan. How do I make this work? This is the marketing plan. So it's getting you to focus in specific verticals. It's also a great way if you're working with a team of people or with an advisor, it really gives you something that you can get feedback on and get buy-in if you're in a team and you're the marketing person in that team. How does your marketing plan fit in with everyone else's plan? And it really helps you to get buy-in from the other people involved in the team. Another piece of it is the research you do. I mean, you're going to go out and do research for the marketing plan as well as for the industry section of the business plan. And does this research, what you're coming up with, does this justify your idea? Do you now need to make changes, or do you make changes based on what your research tells you? You know, again, this is going to lead to the credibility of the plan when you write it. And again, back to the purpose thing, you know, this isn't, you know, again, my feeling that a business needs to write this plan also, an ongoing business, I should say, should look at business plans also, is again, because it gets you thinking in the mindset. You're coming out with a new product, even though you're a 20-year-old business, or you have a product that's been out on the market for 10 years. You know, if you research your own industry, even though you've been in it for 10 or 20 years, and a couple people within your management team do this, they might find that there's a piece to that industry that you're not taking advantage of, or there's other markets you can take advantage of. And that would not become apparent if you didn't kind of get together as that management team to write the plan. Which, you know, again, we're still talking, again, the business plan is getting organized, and there's this feedback piece to it. Both internally, which we talked about a little bit, with the management team buy-in and an entrepreneurial team putting together a plan and buy-in, but there's also external feedback. If you're that new venture going out to get funding, you know, what are you missing from the plan? You put this in front of a private equity or a VC or an angel, they're going to tell you what's missing in the plan. They're going to tell you where your holes are. They're going to look specific, you know, different VCs, as I've said before, look at different things within a plan, and different readers within a venture firm or a private equity firm look at different pieces. I went through this process with a client 2 months ago where we were in front of ventures, private investors, and they were looking at this, and they basically said to us, "Hey, we like your idea, we like the plan, but you don't have a vice president of sales." And they basically said, "And we don't invest in companies that don't have a vice president of sales with the contacts in place on board." You don't know that unless you write the plan out and you get it in front of people and you take that feedback. Well, what do you think these guys did the very next day, my client? They started looking for a VP of sales, an internal person. They were hoping and saying that, "Hey, we're going to put together reps," which is fine. That they didn't have a problem with that. They didn't have a problem with the point of contact being a sales rep firm. But their problem was, is who's going to direct these sales reps? And they really wanted to see a really seasoned VP level, executive level sales guy that has the contacts and the know-how to put that rep team together and keep them in line. Another part of the business plan that has to do with purposes is actually the approach itself to writing a business plan. Now, in being a consultant, I get and spending 50% of my time in consulting writing business plans, either for startups or businesses that have been around for a while, is I get approached a lot with requests for quotes to write a business plan. And a lot of people just looking for me to sit there and write the whole business plan. And it's not the right way to do things. When you look at a business plan and your approach to writing a business plan, if you're an entrepreneur or you're a manager within a business that's been, needs to write a business plan, you got to get involved yourself. Obviously, I want to get involved with the business plan project. Like I said, that's 50% of my income is writing business plans. It's 50% of my projects. But you need to be involved in that process. A lot of times an entrepreneur will come up and say, "I have this great idea for an internet company. Write me a business plan for it." Well, that's not the way it works, and you're not going to get the plan that you need that way. It really needs to be a reiterative process. There needs to be an interview process involved. There needs to be feedback on the sections. You really need to be involved with writing your own business plan. That's not to say you shouldn't go out and get a professional to help you and steer you in the right direction, but maybe, if you're thinking about just piecing out this whole project and just having someone write it for you, again, you need to be involved in that process. So we're already up to 8 minutes into this. Again, that 10 minutes is getting to me pretty fast. But the kind of the key messages that I'm saying here is whether you're an entrepreneur or a department manager who has to write a business plan, what I'm saying is you really need to take an active role in the business plan. The other thing I'm saying is that the business plan in general, the purpose of that is really to get organized and show you know your stuff. You are going to have to, in the process, you're going to think from an operations, a marketing, a financial standpoint, and to go through that process, it really forces you to get organized, and it's something that a bank or another financer is going to appreciate, and it really allows you to talk more about your idea by doing this, and it really sets everything up for the future, whether it's to go out and to get funding, or whether it's a new product line that you're bringing out, or whether it's an ongoing business. I'm going to finish this podcast the same way I started, or with the same music I started with. And again, this is music that I downloaded from the Podsafe Music Network. This happens to be a band called Alamantra. Called Surf Babe, and there's a link to their website as well as the Podsafe Music Network in my show notes. For questions and comments, I can be reached at podcast at bizplanhelp.com, bizplanhelp.com. Links to everything, as always, in my show notes, which is also on the BizPlan Help website in the interactive section. Where you can also subscribe to the XML feed or even to the iTunes feed to this podcast. And if you want to know more about my consulting services, go to eaglestrategygroup.com, or again, just fire me an email. I'm usually available that way. Thanks for listening to the Small Medium Business Strategy Cast. Later.